Now it's time for the business here on Morning Ireland, and here's Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Amazon is marking 20 years in Ireland today. The e-commerce and data centre giant says it's invested 22 billion euro here during that time, 3 billion of which came last year alone. It operates a number of data centres in the country and in 2022 opened a warehouse and distribution centre. Next year, it will launch Amazon.ie. John Bemfrey is Amazon's Vice President and Country Manager for Ireland and the UK. He joins us on the line now. A significant investment over the past 20 years. Does Amazon still see Ireland, though, as a good place to be and to do business?
Good morning, Adam. Yes, we are really proud to be celebrating the 20 years that we've had here in Ireland and the significant impact that we've had. You pointed out the 22 billion euros that we've invested. We now employ 6,500 people. We think Amazon is really good for Ireland because we build vital infrastructure, we create jobs, and we support small and medium-sized businesses. We've got more than 1,000 who sell on our stores around the world, and they exported last year more than 170 million euros. And we're also, not only have we been on a great journey, but we're incredibly excited about the future here too, with the launch of the Amazon.ie website. So yeah. Really good journey, excited about what's to come.
On the future plans, last week you announced an £8 billion investment in data centres in the UK. In the last few months, Amazon has also announced €15.7 billion investment in Spain, €10 billion in Germany, €1.2 billion in France. Why has Ireland missed out on this latest spending spree by the company?
Look, when speaking to lots of countries, you can imagine that the demand for data centres has increased really significantly. So we're having conversations with lots of countries. What I would say about Ireland, the advantages that Ireland have are the long history we have with AWS here since 2007. And not only that, the expertise that Ireland has, the ecosystem that's built up around data centres, means that I think Ireland is in a strong position.
Has the moratorium that EirGrid imposed on new data centre connections in Dublin, has that maybe discouraged investment?
Well, look, Adam, I'm actually not responsible for the AWS part of the business, so that isn't something that I can go into in any detail, I'm afraid.
As country manager for Ireland, though, I'm sure it's something that you've dealt with, that you've had discussions about.
So my responsibility is the retail side of the business, and of course, I'm familiar with the impact that Amazon Web Services has had, but when I think about the journey we've been on over the last 20 years, the story isn't just about Amazon Web Services, but it's also about our customer service centre in Cork and the fact we've now put down physical infrastructure with our fulfilment centre in Baldonnell. That means that we're able to launch our website next year, which we're really excited about.
Well, let's talk about that then. Amazon.ie launching next year. People have been looking for it for a long time. What difference will it make for customers and for businesses as well?
Well, I think for customers, it will mean a choice of more products. We're going to have 100 million products available at launch, and that's going to be more products from more Irish brands. It also means, thanks to our partnership with Ampost, that customers are going to get their deliveries even faster, and it's going to be easy to return products if you need to. And then for businesses, as I already said, we've got more than 1,000 businesses who sell on Amazon today all around the world. This is great news for those businesses, businesses who exist today who want to reach new customers, and businesses that haven't yet been invented. I think this is going to be really exciting for both customers and small businesses in Ireland.
Small retailers have told us that your fees are quite high. So high, actually, one said that they'd have to charge double what they charge in store, and that's why they don't list on Amazon. That has to be a problem for your business model.
Well, we work with thousands of sellers already. Of course, we listen carefully to those sellers, and we want to make them successful. If those small businesses are successful, we're successful, and that's what we're going to be focusing on. How can we help them launch more of their products so they can reach customers in Ireland and around the world?
At the same time, many towns obviously struggling because of this shift to online. Amazon obviously a big part of that. Should the likes of Amazon do more to support the high street as well as the online side of a business?
Well, I think there's this misunderstanding that somehow high streets and online are somehow in conflict. Actually, they work really well together. I'll give you an example. There's a brilliant Irish business called Drinks Botanical, which sells on Amazon. They get about half of their sales from Amazon today. The other half comes from the high street in Ireland where they sell in supermarkets. And I think in the modern economy, businesses are looking to sell both in physical stores and online. And we're really happy to help facilitate that.
This expansion in Ireland, obviously potentially good news for the economy, but people will be concerned about the environment as well. In terms of your carbon footprint in Ireland, what was the size of it last year?
I don't have those figures in front of me, but we take our responsibilities when it comes to the environment incredibly seriously. We've made a commitment globally to be net zero carbon by 2040. And that means that every single part of our business, whether it's energy, whether it's transportation, whether it's buildings, whether it's the deliveries to customers, whether it's the packaging, we are working hard on all of those. And of course, Ireland will be a real beneficiary of everything that we're doing there too.
You don't have the emissions data in front of you. Do you know, did your carbon footprint increase last year compared to 2022?
As I say, I don't have those figures in front of me. But it is a real priority for us as a business, and I'm really looking forward to what we're going to be doing in the years to come.
Your big boss, Andy Yassi, has told staff to return to the office full-time in January. How has that been received by the Irish workforce, and are you worried that it might force some talent to walk away and maybe go to one of your rivals?
Well, look, I think this announcement is really about the two things that have made Amazon successful in the 20 years that we've been in Ireland. It's about our culture, and it's about our people. Our culture at Amazon is really special, and it's about a real desire to invent for customers. It's about moving fast, taking quick decisions, and collaborating. If I think back over the last couple of years when people have been coming back into the office after COVID, the level of energy, the enthusiasm, the innovation that I've seen in the office has been brilliant. And all we're really doing is going back to what it was like before the pandemic. So, I'm looking forward to that change. And, of course, we're sharing that news with employees just this week.
OK, John Bemfrey, Amazon Vice President and Country Manager for Ireland and the UK. Thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.